The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign reported this spring that wealthy voucher backers or interest groups have donated about $10 million over 10 years to pro-voucher lawmakers and Governor Walker. Suburban Milwaukee Republican Senator Alberta Darling was tops among legislators, hauling in more than $55,000. Darling co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, which last week recommended the start of expanding vouchers to the whole state. Larry Smalley is administrator of the Glendale River Hills School District, which Darling represents. Smalley told a news conference yesterday that Darling seems driven by campaign cash.
It screams of special interest money. She has more special interest money coming to her from the voucher advocates than anybody in the state outside of the governor.
Menominee Falls School Board President Faith Vanderhorst says she expressed her concerns about vouchers to Darling at a meeting in Madison this spring.
And her comment back to me was, "I understand your concerns with regard to the Falls. However, I represent the whole state." My comment back to her was, "Alberta, your sign was in my yard. I voted for you." And she didn't have a response.
Darling's office did not return a phone call for comment for this story. School voucher lobbyist Jim Bender pointed to the numerous suburban school leaders who attended the news conference.
You had more than $1 million worth of salary and benefits standing on that stage between superintendents and Evers. You didn't hear a single good idea or new idea about how they're going to improve education.
State Schools Chief Tony Evers was also at the news conference. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.